She's also part of the Time's Up initiative, which was organized in the wake of Hollywood's sexual abuse scandals. Is this the biggest bummer of an interview, she asks, aware that her monologue about the nightmare, that is the Trump administration, Schumer was an outspoken Clinton supporter, is not what readers might expect from one of today's most reliable purveyors of laughs. She's so bummed out by the political climate, she says. I've been doing less stand-up just because it's not funny. At one point in our conversation, tears come to her eyes. She knows speaking out about political issues will directly impact her career. It's happened before when so-called alt-right activists organized to rate her Netflix special poorly. There will be a movement on Reddit to try and get the movie voted down, to actually hurt me, she says, but I'm not going to let that slow me down. She's taking it upon herself to call out harmful behavior when she sees it. Just the other day, she corrected a male interviewer who called her a lady boss, calmly explaining that she'd rather just be called a boss. She gets called out herself sometimes. An occupational hazard for a comedian for whom few subjects are off limits. She recalls a 2016 tribute she made to Beyoncé's song Formation, sanctioned by Beyoncé and released on Jay-Z's streaming platform Tidal, which was criticized as a white feminist tone, tone-deaf response to an anthem of black female pride. I knew what my intention was, but the intention didn't really matter, and it upset people, she says. I've learned a lot since then. I don't want to hurt anybody. I really am a chick from Long Island who's just learning along with everyone. So, whatever crap comes out of my mouth, and I mess up all the time, just know that I'm trying my best. After our interview, the elevator ferrying us to the lobby of the Affair Hotel stops, and two men in suits walk in. One stands with his back inches from Schumer's face, like something out of Candid Camera. "Sir, that's a little close," she says, firmly but politely. He startles, apparently unaware of the intrusion. "A little personal space, please," she adds. "Not every fight is the Battle of Gettysburg." But for Schumer, even the little things are worth calling attention to.